soundtrack of your life. Nova 103.5.
I'll admit that was a self-indulgent choice. If you don't like Depeche Mode, well, sorry for you, because I enjoyed it. Behind the Wheel from Depeche Mode, and I loved the remix of that many years later. Still love that remix from Shep Pettibone. He did a remix of Behind the Wheel from Depeche Mode as well, which was absolutely brilliant. We're looking at January 2002, into the final half hour of the show. Let's get back to it, shall we? This song was very, very big. At number 8, here's Enrique Iglesias with Hero.
Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Or would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? you tremble if I touched your lips? Would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die? The one you love, hold me in your arms. Have I lost my mind? I don't care.
Another artist who has kind of disappeared just a little bit, Enrique Iglesias, was really prolific in 2002, and that was potentially one of his biggest hits, Hero, here on the Classic Countdown from January 2002, the chart taken from the Billboard Hot 100. As we work our way to the number one song, I wonder if you can guess what it was. If you can cast your mind back 20 years, well, then you might just have a bit of an idea. Here's somebody who was really successful and also kind of petered out just a little bit. At number seven, this is Shakira. Whenever, wherever.
Baby, I will climb the empty solely to count the freckles on your body. Never could have.
That song was written by Shakira with the help of Gloria Estefan. Of course, Shakira is from Colombia, and her Spanish native language saw that song being called Suerte, which means luck. As I said, Gloria Estefan wrote the song with Shakira. And Estefan has had tremendous success also recording in English and Spanish. But like Shakira, her core fan base is Spanish-speaking. Without Estefan in her corner, Shakira may not have become a worldwide phenomenon, at least not for a little while longer. In a 2013 interview with Oprah Winfrey, Gloria Estefan explained how she fought executives at Epic Records to give Shakira a fair shot. She was firmly in her corner, and eventually she succeeded. Shakira got her way with the help of Gloria Estefan, and the rest is pretty much history.
I'm careless, I believe.
Another massive rock band doing really well in 2002. My Sacrifice from Creed. Can you believe that song is 20 years old? It appears at number 6 from January 2002. And at number 4, Let's Do Something from Pink.
Start the a drink, go ahead and rock your eyes, cause we're celebrating, no more drama in our lives. With a great track pumping, everybody's jumping, go ahead and twist your back and get your body bumping. I told you, leave your situations out the door, so grab somebody and get your ass on the dance floor.
Let's get it.
Today, that is Mary J. Blige, Family Affair at number 3. I'll leave you with this week's number 1. Thanks for listening to the Classic Countdown. It comes from Nickelback and How You Remind Me.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. So bad, 'cause living with me must have damn near killed you. And this is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me. As a wise man, I
couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.